Today's Monday, April 22nd. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
Yeah, don't you feel like Otani just got to the league and you're like, oh, wait, he just passed the Mets? Like, it's almost like Ichiro back in the day. You're like, oh, it's nice. He's come over from Japan. No, he's closing in on 3,000 hits. And I'm in love with this good life.
What am I doing? I'm just so fired up, dude. Being a New Yorker right now in the sports world.
Yeah.
You got the Yankees and Mets, who are going to get into both, just killing right now. You got the Knicks pulled off a tough one in game one of their series. Rangers won yesterday. Then this week is the NFL draft. Jets and Giants both have a shot at getting two of the top three wide receivers in the draft. Wow. It's crazy. Last year, New York sports was like kind of like really down. Right now, it's like you're flipping channels left and right around here, dude.
You're going everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. How was your weekend? You hanging in there?
That was great, dude. Dude, I went on a I had an incredible weekend, dude. I went on a men's retreat with JD and a couple other guys. And it was really cool. And one of the things we did, dude, we did a sweat lodge. You ever done a sweat lodge before?
No, I've heard of it though. Explain
it to me. It's basically just like an American Indian, you know, Native American tradition. Which is like basically like, dude, you build it. It's like as big as an igloo, and there's blankets on top of it, and then you have hot rocks in the middle. We had 10 dudes in there. It was the tightest core, like sardines. But you're in there for 80 minutes.
What?
It's almost 200 degrees, and you're just like getting uncomfortable. You know, your mind goes to a place where like, I got to get out. You're like, no, you don't. You're safe. Stay in here. Wow. Stay in, you know. And then, you know, it was incredible. It was an incredible weekend. Incredible experience. Incredible weekend. Great dudes. I was down in Florida and came home last night, had a great dinner with my daughters. Nice. And here I am with your brother on a Monday.
There you go.
Ready to rock.
Let's rock. Speaking of rocking, Cleveland rocks, right? Cleveland rocks.
Dude, Cleveland, would you think they got the – would you think right now, 22, 23 games into the season, you'd say who's got the best record in baseball? The Cleveland Indians, dude.
Guardians.
I mean, sorry.
You do that every week. It's because you played – everyone, don't cancel him. He played for the Cleveland Indians when he played.
Dude. Came up with the Cleveland Indians. It's so hard. I don't know why it's so hard for me. The Cleveland Guardians.
Everybody does it.
Dang it.
Nothing personal.
I mean nothing. No offense by that.
Absolutely.
Guardians.
Yes. So anyway, they're a really good baseball team.
Dude, they're really good. And the pitching's been phenomenal, even with Bieber out. First off, give it up for Voter, man. Mm-hmm. Give it up for Stephen Vogt, who's taken over as the manager there. If you don't know Stephen Vogt, he's got one of the best personalities the baseball's ever seen in 150 years. Just a guy that brings people together. He's a guy that teammates love. And when I look at the Guardians, dude, I almost said it right there again. When I look at the Guardians, though, they're playing like Stephen Vogt's personality. Like you can see Naylor's having a good time and his brother's up there. And then you got Stephen Kwan's raking at the top. Andrés Giménez is having a great year so far. A bunch of guys in that lineup are just absolutely raking them. Who would have thought that their offense would be such a strong point?
Yeah.
But the bullpen's been great. The offense has been great. And the starting pitching's been good too. So yeah. 16-6, bro. Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Kwan could win a batting title this year. That's number one. Number two, if you don't know Stephen Vogt's personality, guys, just Google Stephen Vogt intentional talk. He's probably the number one all-time interview they've had on. They had him on like three or four times. Milan.
Yeah.
He's great.
When he was doing the referee.
Oh, the referee. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So you can imagine he probably keeps things light in there. And it's a great it's a great division to come into as a manager, because like it's not like you're going into, no offense to the AL Central, but it has not been one of the more powerhouse divisions. You know, like kind of like day one, everybody's kind of got a shot. Now look at the Cleveland, the Chicago White Sox do not. That's a whole other ball of wax together. But so yeah, we got to give props to them. And then, dude, we got to give props to your former bench coach partner, Carlos Mendoza and the Mets. I know they got boat raced a little yesterday, but I was, you know, bound to lose a game here and there. Dude, they're 12-3 in their last 15 after starting 0-5. Also, it's funny. I just read this blurb that I guess when remember, we keep going back to that Pete Alonso home run when they were almost getting no hit in game two of that doubleheader. I just saw a quote that I guess Mendoza turned to the bench coach, who's a great bench coach they have, former manager, Mets bench coach.
Oh yeah, John Gibbon.
Oh, he turned
to Gibby's the best too, man. They got great people.
Yeah. So I guess he turned to Gibbons when they were getting no hit in that second game, 0-5, about to be 0-6, and he goes, "Did I really think I could be an MLB manager?" And like they like laughed it off, and then boom, they got a hit. That Alonso hits that homer. 12, dude, they didn't just hang tight with the Dodgers. They took 2 out of 3. Yeah, dude. What's your take on this team right now?
Well, like I said, we're talking about Stephen Vogt as the manager. I believe leaders lead from the front. Carlos Mendoza, I just love the guy to death, like a brother. Being in the dugout with him last year in New York, I just was like, this guy is incredible. And I think you're right. I think you made a couple comments, Chase, about if you're watching the Mets, there's been a couple points. Like the other day when he brought in Diaz to face Ohtani, Freeman, and Betts in the 8th. Game. It's the high leverage situation. He's like, this is the game right here. He's like, I'm not dancing around. And, you know, and Diaz is obviously my closer, but this is the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it ended up working out. He got the outs that he needed. But there's been a few things like that over the course of the season where I'm like, does the manager really impact the game? Yeah, a good manager does really impact the game. I've seen some crappy managers that really don't. You're like, or they make the game worse. But when you get a guy like that is a great manager that impacts the game. I mean, you've seen a few times this year when Mendoza's, you know, impacted the Mets.
Yeah. Now, and the outcome. Right. Now, also, they've been doing this without their ace, who will be back towards the end of next month, Senga. Now, they've also been doing that without very much offensive contribution from Frankie Lindor, and who everybody who knows baseball has been saying, don't worry about him. Tons of hitting the ball a ton the other way over the weekend and over these last few games. Huge home run, basically the game-winning home run the other night. You get him clicking, okay? You're going to get your ace back. I got a weird one for you, dude. Let's just say in about a month from now, the Astros are still sliding, right? You're getting your ace back. You're in that tough division, top three teams. You know, you got the Phillies, you got the Braves, and you got the Mets. Do you go get Verlander back? Now, here's the logic behind it. He's getting, what, 30 or 35 million this year? The Mets are still on the hook for 17 million per year of his contract right now. So they're already paying him. Why not be like, hey, come on back, bro? And do you think he'd be up for it? I think he would be up for it.
Dude, he would totally be up for it, I think, because I think he has something to prove there.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. The Mets are basically paying his salary anyhow. You go get Verlander at the deadline, bring him in. That'd be a great move, dude.
It really
would. I love your thinking.
It's interesting. And then the other part about it is, dude, not many teams or ownership or brass have the stones to punt on big contracts that you just signed the way the Mets did last year. They figured out halfway through the season, they're like, this isn't working. And they punted on Verlander. They punted on Scherzer. And it's paying off. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, a season. But, you know, 3-4 year plan, you got to give them credit for how they've started this year.
Yeah. Well, they got some good prospects in those deals too. So, yeah. No, man, good for the Mets. I did not expect them to be where they're at, dude. Especially when they start off 0-5, I'm like, oh, I just was hoping Mendoza didn't get fired in the second month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally. Incredible.
sticking in that division real quick, they're not making up a huge amount of ground because the top, like those other two teams I mentioned, are staying hot. I'll tell you, maybe one of the hottest hitters in the game right now is Ozuna, is literally as of today on pace for the 73 home runs that Barry Bonds hit, dude. It's unbelievable what this guy's doing down there.
Well, dude, it just shows how deep they are because right now Acuna's not, you know, not off to a great start. Obviously, he's going to get super hot soon. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but that's how deep teams work. You know, with Ozuna going off, he's kind of picking up the slack. Guy's always had big time pops. I think he hit almost 40 home runs last year, right? He had 30 something home runs last year. Big juice. And, you know, he's for him stepping up right now and the Braves playing the way they're playing, you know, and Acuna not really being where, you know, he should be. That's just awesome. And then, you know what's crazy? We're sitting here going, he's on pace to hit 73 homers. So he's got 9 bombs in the first 20 some games.
Yeah.
That just shows, goes to show you how incredible Barry Bonds was and how hitting 73 home runs. I mean, you have to keep this pace up for 6 months.
Right. And not only do you have to keep this pace up for 6 months, but you're going to get more at bats because you don't pitch to, they didn't, nobody pitched to Barry Bonds. You get one.
Right. He walked like 200 times.
Yeah. There was one year where he had more walks than teams or something, like unbelievable. Yeah. That, Barry Bonds' stats in that 4 or 5 year stretch was, there's nothing even compared.
I told you, told you that story 2004 when he was walking a ton. I think that's when he hit 73, right? Was that 2004?
Pull it up right now.
Almost positive was set, was 2004. He walked 200 some times.
Yeah,
like, it was. I think he did. He win the batting title too. He was in like 370, I think.
Yeah, is that when you were battling for him? For
that's the, what I was battling. Yeah, that's when I was battling. I told you when I
232 when, walks.
And is that, did he hit 73 in 2004?
No, he hit 73 in 2001 with 177 walks. But back to your point. I almost think the 2004 season was actually his best hit season.
Better. Yeah.
Because he had 617 plate appearances, but he only had 373 at-bats, and he hit 45 home runs in that span with 101 RBIs and 373 at-bats that weren't walks. Or
dude, no one would – I remember would just would do four, walk him, walk him, walk him. And I told you that was the year I was like, I got a shot to win the batting title. And all of a sudden, this whole thing with Bonds, like, no one pitched to him. I'm like – I can't catch him. I can't catch the guy.
No. If he would go 2 for 4, that would probably raise his batting average like 7 points in that stretch.
Yeah, incredible.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's stay hot. Stay hot hitters, hot guys. Hot town, Cincinnati, Ohio, bro. Your boy, former squad, dude. And their shortstop's dealing, dude.
Dude, they're playing great baseball, but Ellie De La Cruz is coming into his own. You know what I mean? Man, last year I was like, well, no, he kind of was inconsistent and all that. And, you know, listen, when you first get to the big leagues, it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. The whole thing's an adjustment. Being up there, the third deck, the travel, all that. It's all an adjustment. The people, the guys, the expectations, all that stuff. So to see De La Cruz doing what he's doing, man, he's hitting for power. Mm-hmm. He's stealing bases. He's doing all this, playing good defense. But he's an exciting player, man. He's hitting over 300. And, you know, if he continues to do this, dude, I mean, this is Ronald Acuna. Maybe at another level. This could be, like we talked about, who are the guys that could go 40-70? He's one of them.
I love it.
He actually, at least he has the tools to do it. But it's fun to see the Reds are playing good baseball. And De La Cruz is the focal point right now.
Yeah, I got this. ESPN has great splits on some stuff. If you're a Reds fan and you go to a home Reds game, this season so far is hitting at home 395 with 4 bombs, 10 ribbies, and a 511 on base percentage.
Who's that? Wait, you said De La Cruz at home?
At home, yeah. Is that not ridiculous?
Great place to hit, dude.
Yeah. What is it? Pitchers hate it.
They call it Great American Small Park.
Great American Small Park. That's a great thing. All right, let's flip back over to the east of the American League right now. Dude, the Yankees keep rolling. And again, without Judge. By the way, Judge got booed by Yankee fans over the weekend. Did you know that? And he's like, I need to right now. But like, stop, guys. Come on. Speak for my state. Come on.
Dude, he still has 17 walks. He's got some damage numbers. He's got 5 doubles, three bombs. He's driven in some runs. Had a big hit the other day against the Blue Jays. I watched this last year. When Judgey first came off the DL when I was first there, he struggled a little bit. And then he went into a land. I was like, oh, that's the best player in baseball. Like, that's where he's going to go. I was on last night on WPIX, and they were asking me about that, about Judgey. And I said, am I worried? No. Other teams should be really worried because he hasn't gotten going. He's about to. Like, Judgey's a guy visually, when he gets locked in, all of a sudden, man, that slider he's missing off the plate, he's going to start taking that. He's going to bring the plate back to where it needs to be, and guys are going to be in trouble. And because Soto's swinging the bat well, you know, obviously the other guys in the lineup have been doing well, so it's kept him afloat. But Judgey's still getting on base. He's not just he's not doing nothing. He's still helping the team win. And when he gets hot, guys, watch out. He will put this team on his back.
Yeah, and also calm down, New York Yankees fans. Your team has the second best record in baseball without his Judgian numbers. They're 15-7. You'll be cheering for him soon. Shame on you. Shame on you, New York Yankees fans. But now, one quick thing, though. They call this these things happy problems. Aaron Boone is going to have a happy problem when DJ LeMahieu comes back in the next few weeks. He's had a couple setbacks. He's a little frustrated. But when he does come back, if Cabrera keeps doing what he's doing at third, dude, he's like number two in every offensive category for the Yankees right now. Hitting well. He's playing good defense. Seems to be a real big spark plug. What do you do? Is it kind of like a mix and match? You can't say, oh, we're not starting DJ LeMahieu. The guy's one of the best hitters, best pure base hitters in baseball. So
yeah, you got to start TJ, but Pabby's the real deal. I mean, he's earned the right to be in that lineup. So good for him, and then good for Booney, because now Booney has the real option. You're not going to the bench and going, oh, let's give this guy a couple of bats. You're like, wow, how do we get this guy at bats? How do we get him in the lineup? Me, and also too, you know, if you wanted to give a Glaber a day off here or there, you know, bam, you put Cabby at second base. The good thing about Cabrera is that he's so versatile. He could play everywhere. So that's, you could even put him in the outfield too. You want to give Verdugo a day, or you want to figure that out. You know, Soto doesn't want to come out in the lineup ever, so he's not getting a day off.
Right.
But yeah, Booney, it's a good problem to have. Booney will figure it out. But when DJ comes back, man, I think DJ is going to have a great year.
Yeah, I agree. And you need him. You need him.
Yeah.
Another one of those guys that just grinds out of bats. You think about it, you have guys already in a lineup that are grinding out, and you added Soto, and you get LeMahieu back. That's a lot of stress for pitchers, man. You get a lot of guys out in the third or fourth inning for throwing too many pitch. Agreed? Agreed.
No doubt.
Is that best?
Agreed, yes.
Is that the most exciting division in baseball at the moment? The American League East? You could go for either Central right now. You're going to go in the West. What's your take?
I think the East, just because the way Baltimore's playing. I mean, you know, they're so good. You know, if the Yankees weren't one of the best teams in baseball right now, Baltimore's right there too. That's, you know, so we got Baltimore. Blue Jays are playing well. The Red Sox are playing really well. Just swept the Buccos. And you know, when you got the Tampa Bay Rays are 12-11, I believe, one game over 500, and they're not even playing that great. You look at that division and go, wow, here we are again. Like AL East, it's incredible.
It really is. Every team separated by no more than 3.5 games in that division. That's pretty legit. And, one more. We got to give a high five to our boy Shohei Ohtani, dude. Passes Godzilla. When you pass somebody nicknamed Godzilla on any list, you're having a good career. He passes Hideki Matsui, Yankee great, for the most home runs by a Japanese import baseball player of all time. So, and he's just getting started.
Yeah, don't you feel like Ohtani just got to the league and you're like, oh wait, he just passed up Matsui? Like, it's almost like Ichiro back in the day. You're like, oh, it's nice. He's come over from Japan. No, he's closing in on 3,000 hits.
These guys are like rookie of the year MVPs. They're not like,
yeah, yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, so, oh man, Ohtani, thank you, Japan, for developing a guy like this that we could come over and really appreciate his talents. I mean, it's been pretty awesome to watch. And like you said, you feel like now with the Dodgers just signing that 10-year, $700 million deal, he's just getting started. So we're going to see many more home runs, man.
Yeah, good for him, man. And it's only getting better. And he's not even pitching this year, and he's still, like, arguably top one, two, or three most exciting in baseball. Amazing. And, like, a couple of the other ones are on his own team. It's crazy. Dude,
look at his numbers and bets at the top of that lineup. There's, like, 356, 358. Yeah. One's got, you know, both over 1,000 OPS. Freddie Freeman's now raking, too. It's incredible.
Yeah, you don't even – like, to look at Betts and Ohtani's stats, you don't even have to go to the Dodgers team page. Just go MLB Stat Leaders offense page, and Ohtani and Betts are literally, like, in every single category in, like, the top five. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy what they're doing.
Amazing.
Fun team. Amazing. It's interesting.
Did you see my shirt?
Cameron and Larkin and Casey and Vaughn and Young – and Tobinzy and Boone and Reese and Graves. That's kick ass.
That awesome, dude.
What year was that?
My man Josh Sneed, comedian. He has a company called Cincy Shirts, and I saw this one. I ordered it. I didn't even get it sent to me free. I ordered it.
That's awesome.
The 99 Reds, dude. Best team ever, I think.
That's
in my story, best team ever, 99 Reds, baby.
Greatest team of all time, 99 Reds.
So, greatest team of all time. Hey, one other thing, I want to give a shout out to my pops. I came home yesterday from this great retreat this weekend. It was awesome. Came home, had a great walk with my dad. You know, two double open heart surgeries. He was like, "Dad, Sean, I want to take a walk." So I'm like, "Let's go." We went to the trail. We walked for 25 minutes. He did a great job. Like, dude, he couldn't even walk to the bathroom a year ago. Literally, I'm not kidding. The bathroom. 25-minute walk in the trail. Strong as ever because of my man, John Dennis, you know, working him out. And JD's the best. And then we sat down for like 2 hours and talked, man. It was so cool. Like, for all the people out there, like, if you haven't asked your parents or your grandparents the history of them, of who their parents are, how their parents meet, what were your great grandparents like, or grandparents, how far back can you take me? You know, where does our lineage come from? Like, I asked my dad so many questions last night that I was like, man, I some of these answers I don't know the answer to. You know, just about his history and, you know, all the things that he's done in his life. It was just a cool conversation, man. And I know my dad's watching. So, Dad, I just want to tell you, I love you so much. And I was so grateful for yesterday. And I've been thinking about it all day today. And, you know, I can't wait for our next walk when I get home.
I love it. Great. First of all, we love Pops. We love your Pops. Even though he let you sunburn on that one side of your face at one time.
That's right. You forgot.
But we've forgiven him for that, Mom.
Well, hey, that's what happens when you go on a spring training trip when you're 14 with your dad. If you're with your mom, that never happens. You're with your dad. Both side of my freaking right side of my body is sunburned. Next day, I'm sitting at the pool on my left side. I'm like, my mom's like, "What the hell's going on here?" I'm like, "Dad forgot to give me sunscreen, Mom."
I got a quick one. It's like a super quick follow that. So we took Amaya, our niece, to the Mets game last weekend, last Saturday, but Justice dad, so Grandpa Jerry, is he was taking Amaya by himself. She's 4.5 years old. Now, meanwhile, Jerry's been a father to two girls with almost 40 years, but like, oh my God, my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law, Kelly, they were grinding him. Did you bring this? Did you bring the extra? You know, there's a jacket in there. It's going to get cold. It's going to get down to 42 degrees. But do you have the jacket? Don't forget the jacket. Don't forget the bag. Meanwhile, my wife works at the place. We could always walk back outside and go back. It's not like going to, like, you know, going to foreign territory. He was like, it's like I've never done this before in my life. And I'm like, well, Jerry, we are guys. We're not as good at this stuff. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I probably would have forgotten half of that stuff if she didn't tell me.
I know. It's so great. Yeah, I'm always like, that's like with Sarah. Sarah's like Jess, like, I mean, on top of everything. And I'm like, she's like, "You got everything?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good." She's like, "What about this, this, and this?" I'm like, "I forgot those." Yeah, go get, can you, yeah, get those for me, could you? Like, I'm at the point now, the other day I was packing for this trip on the weekend. Bro, She could get an elephant into a carry-on. It's incredible. She figured it out.
Same way.
Right? So, dude, I got my carry-ons overflowing. I can't get this shut. She's like, she kind of looks at me, doesn't really say anything, takes my bag, opens it up, unpacks it, packs it back in, and I could literally fit, like, double. I'm like, how am I able to fit double in the way you're packing? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, Tetris. She's great at Tetris.
Fantastic, yeah. Listen to your wives and mothers, folks. That's the main thing. But also, dads are the best, too. So,
love them. I'm sure Jerry would have taken care of business. You know what I mean? Like, Jerry would have done. If they didn't tell him one thing, Jerry would have gone. Amaya probably would have been a little cold at times, but he would have hugged her harder and like, we're good. And then he would have told her to suck it up. She's got a little tougher in her life.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my God. Wait, super quick. Yesterday, we're watching the Mets game was on. And Amaya is such a big Mets fan now because Aunt Jess works there and all this. And she's like, what are they doing? And, oh, that's a ball. That's a strike, whatever. Me and my father were like, look, he's trying to hit the outside corner as hard as he can. You know, you never want to hit middle. You got to stay then. You got to stay at the top of the zone. Jess are like, what are you two doing? I'm like, no, she learns now. She's going to hear these words over and over again. She's going to be first, female three hitter for the Mets in 2042.
So great, dude.
Great start to the week, man. I missed you, dude.
I missed you too, bro. I missed you too. Hey, man, playing the Al Leiter one on Friday, that was great, dude. I really enjoyed that.
Listen to some of it. The great stuff, man. The Harvey Dorfman stuff, all the
so stuff, good, dude.
Mental game that you guys both took so the approach good. Is great.
So powerful, dude. So powerful, man. So, well, Chancey, great to see you, brother. Tell Jess I said hi. And everyone out there, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Get those numbers. Why am I coughing? Get those numbers up to 4,000 subscribers. Oh. Yankee signed Sean Casey jersey. Obviously, the popularity of that is not really hitting on right now. It might be until 2027 when we get to 4,000 subscribers. Keep subscribing, download. I'm ready to send that thing out.
Let's go. All right, I love you, buddy.
All right, dude. Have a great day. See you guys tomorrow, brother. Love you.